Chazon Ish, Perek Aleph, Ayat Ches. Here the Chazon Ish is discussing Seichel and the Dimyon, and it's really Akdama, I think, to the next Ayat Ches, which is actually missing part of it. Mirat Hashem will try to photocopy for next week. There's a Hashlamo that is actually in the back of the Chazon Ish and Tyrus when he has the Munei B'Tochen. It's there, but it's not here in the Munei B'Tochen. It's not in the regular Chazon Ish Munei B'Tochen. Where he discusses a very basic question in Emunah. Mr. Shem will get to that next week. But he basically is trying to say in the next paragraph that we could get the Seichel and the Dimyon to work together. The truth is that the Chazon Ish in Perek Hey, he really discusses the Seichel and the Dimyon at length. A Dimyon could have Reisha b'fnei Oishir, l'fnei Oshir, l'fnei Koyach, l'fnei Bal Koyach, mamash whole back and forth between the Seichel and the Dimyon. And here he's warning you about the Dimyon as opposed to the Seichel. The Dimyon is what we would call our imagination, or loosely translated as fantasy, with thoughts that run, that are not dictated by one's intellect, is really what it is. And the person has to be careful, because there's really an ongoing fight in between war, between a person's Dimyon and his Seichel at all times, and he has to make sure that his Seichel overcomes his Dimyon. The Chumash. Chumash. Bracious. Bracious with the Sfornoi and Bracious on the thank you. On Vanocha Shayorum, he discusses this really at length, the difference between the Dimyon and the Seichel. And Sforno discusses, he says, what is this? For Omru Zal, Shoyo, the Samach Mem, Reichov Alov, Vuhu Sheakoyach HaMesave HaMachti, Yase Zeh Beemtzeres HaKoyach HaMedame, HaMoivel Elif Dimyoni HaTanugim HaCharmim. The way that the Yitzhak Hara gets a person to be Choyte is through the Dimyon. He conjures up all types of pictures of how delicious this fruit is possibly, how great this fruit. We'll see exactly, Mr. Shemon Daf Mem, what the fruit was. Chita maybe, or Geffen, Te'ino, but Esrei, some people say. But it's, he conjures up pictures of HaTanugim HaChomriyim, the very material pleasures. HaMatim Yiderech HaShleimes HaMechov Meis HaKelis Baruch, which cause people to veer from the path of Avodas Hashem. Ki omna makoyach hamesave im dimyoni hatanugam amavi limolav elov him mitsuyim lekoyches agashmi hafuulois machtim kavanas v'rotan ekelis barach. The person's taiva, which is dictated by his dimyonis, or stems from his dimyonis, really is much more in the physical, and it takes the person away from his avodas Hashem. Ki shelo yiskoyim imaleim makoyach hasichli v'imchabem. If the seichel, which is the intellect, doesn't come and wage war and fight and conquer and vanquish the Dimyon. Then he says, "Ha'yor mikol chayas asada, ha'keiach ha'dimyoni ha'moivel t'munas ha'tanugim chozak b'myoser, v'yomer le'ishi, went to the isha, ki sichlo ha'cholesh es atzol mizbainin." Because a woman, her seichel is less powerful than, she's more of a, more dominant as the bino, as opposed to the seichel. So v'meila, the way to overcome the yetzara, which is the Dimyon, is with the seichel, so therefore went to the isha, as opposed to the ish. That's really the Dimyon, is really the source of most averis, because it's the taiva, it's ma'ur the taiva. So he says as follows: Inyan hadimyon hu koyach ne'atzal min haseichel. Person's Dimyon is a takeoff, is vayatzilu, it's koyach ne'atzal min haseichel. It stems, it's a takeoff from a person's intellect. In other words, it's part of his thoughts. But who shitchi built a uni? It's very superficial, and it's not analytical at all. There's no iyun there. It does not like exactly like the Sforno just said. Was misatzel milizbainin. That's what the Dimyon is. It's misatzel from being misbainin. It's not analytical. It takes things at face value. As v'teva l'shachnei ta adam v'lasar slibrish l'yachshiv neged dimyon. And its nature is to convince man and to lock up his heart that he should not think otherwise. Keneged the Dimyon. On the other hand, however, the intellect is the constant opponent of the of the dimyon, of one's fantasy and thoughts. Va'adam makir b'sichloi, and a person is able to discern with his intellect, ki adimin lav bar samchu. His dimyon is totally unreliable. Aval liyitim yinaseich adimin v'yoyis tekev ala adim v'yoyisir. A person knows, deep down, a person knows that he cannot rely on his dimyon. It's all, and even when a person does rely on his dimyon, he sees later on that his, that all his dreams get blown up out of proportion, and they usually pop before they come to fruition. However, sometimes, nevertheless, his dimyon is victorious in his fight against the seichel. But you have to take a lot of yoyis, because it's extremely powerful. It's extremely powerful. That's the yetzara. Now, divrei hayom v'kuras olam. This is interesting. This paragraph, I'm not 100% sure what it's doing here. It is connected a little bit to the next one, but it's also going to get to a person's thoughts and his dimyon and his seichel. Divrei hayom v'kuras olam. History and world events, him alafim harbei, are great teachers. They teach a great amount. It's a chacham medarkei. It teaches ein chacham kebal nisayon. Right? A person learns from experience. Now, you don't have to learn from your own experience. A chacham is somebody who learns from other people's experiences. Lav dafka from his own. And a fool, even from his own mistakes, doesn't learn. But a chacham learns from the history. Valtoides ha'ovar, and on the in the history, the past history, yesad adnei chachmase. He's able to found the basis for his chachma. However, since humans, they like to come up with novel ideas, and to give speeches and to be a spokesman in front of the masses, nizbru harbish karim b'sifrei toldos. So, b'meila, anybody that has any agenda, He writes the book, he writes the history as he wishes. Nizbru, it gets piled up, harbishkar, many falsehoods, b'sifrei ha-toldos. In the history books, Kimdumani, if I remember correctly, Rav Volbel said that he was involved in the Chinuch Atzmoi, he was part of the rabbinic board of the Chinuch Atzmoi, and he said for all the books, all the Limudei Chol books, they were able to give Zechanitza with just about everything, with the science, with the math, but they worked it out. He says, with history though, there was never, you could never come up with a good book. Why? Because every historian writes, can feel the way that he saw it, can feel the way that he sees history. So, there's no history which is, we have maybe in Lashon HaKodesh, we have Toldos HaMoilam, we have from Rothenberg, and other forms like that, but Rav Ephraim Stern's grandfather in Africa. But, that's totally based on Chazal, but for the most part, at least the part was getting Chazal. But if you look at Josephus, he was very much influenced by Lav Dafka. He wanted to. It could be that he was forced to by the Romans and by the people that lived at that time to write certain things. But he says that's the case with history books. Ki ben adam ein esein es akazu b'tivu. He says something interesting, says the Chazon Ish. Human beings do not hate falsehood naturally. It's not a natural inclination to hate falsehood. V'rabim o'ovim esein. There's actually many that love it very much. Mishtashim bo'ayin. They cherish it. Shashui yedidus. They play with it like a good friend. V'alachochem lahover v'sipuri ha'seferim. And it's incumbent upon the wise men. Lahover, to discern, to be burr, to sift through the Sipuri HaSeferim, the stories of all the historians, the Kabbalah, the Emes, to know what's really true, the Lizrois the Sakzovim, and to distance falsehoods. V'kan yishkar nirchav el adimyon. And here there's wide pastures for the fantasy to decide what's right and what's not right, and what people like to think in the past many things are true, even though they're not really true. Ki teva hadimyon, because the nature of the dimyon, of a person's imagination, is thoughts running wild, is lemaher uleskadim ulahagid mishpat. He's the first one to give, to declare, to issue a verdict. Lahagid mishpat. Terem shaseichel heichin mazni mishpat lishkol bepeles davar alefani. Before this intellect is able to kick in and weigh with his scales everything in its proper place, hadimin cheretz mishpat ikarega. Already the dimyon has already issued its verdict instantaneously as soon as something happens. What's true, what's false? We know that that's with the, always with, at least in America, I'm not going to say here, I don't know, but with the policemen, whoever's there at the site of an accident, whoever gets the first word in, He's the one that's right. That's right. Once a person knows that, and that's right, it works with Lashon Hara also. The first thing that a person hears, could be there'll be 50 people after him, they'll tell him not the way. First thing he hears, that's what goes inside. And that's the koyach of the Dimyon. The koyach of the Dimyon is that it's a knee-jerk reaction with a verdict of exactly what happened, and exactly what you understand, and exactly what the Metzius is. And even though you could have your seichel will kick in a minute later and tell you that it's false and it's ridiculous and you're going to regret it and b'chulu, 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 nevertheless, that's it. It's already, a person has it. Has the prior knowledge based on the verdict of the dimyon, and that prevents him from really being focusing on what the seichel tells him. And the avoda is to take the seichel and to overcome, and to really, the seichel, which is ma'ayin, is analytical, it's not superficial, has the ability to really probe deep and understand the truths, to be able to ferret out the truths from the non-truths, sai in the history, and sai b'chlal, b'negeah to all in Yonei Emunah, which is what he's about to say in test, and says once a person does that, then both his dimyon and his seichel will come together and form one unit, and be able to be oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'emunah shleimah.